Your noontime news here on Chasm Radio, your poultry market news from Des Moines. Also, before we check in at Central Livestock, we chimed in with John Erickson and Micogen Seeds, talking Micogen and BMR with Micogen Seeds and the great year they had this year. And we mentioned, and I mentioned the John right off the bat. I said, what's the difference, John, when it comes to BMR and your conventional corn hybrids? He gave us some details here for Noontime News on Chasm Radio. John Erickson with Micogen Seeds.
Well, those are good questions, Joe. I think the big difference between Micogen BMR corn silage hybrids and grain corn hybrids chopped for corn silage is really the digestibility difference. The Micogen BMR hybrids have the highest fiber digestibility, which influences dry matter intake into the cow. So with a higher fiber digestibility of the BMR hybrids, high-producing dairy cows can get more forage into their system. If they can eat more, then they make more milk. So that's the big difference in a nutshell in terms of the difference between a BMR-type hybrid and a grain corn hybrid. The other side of that is what are really the differences agronomically that growers might see, and there really aren't any differences agronomically. So we have competitive yields, we have better quality, we have all of the agronomic traits in BMR hybrids that growers would like to see. So really the advantage of BMR corn silage from Micogen is the fact that you get better quality, more efficiency in the feed, and higher components, and that all adds up to in times where we're tight in the economy this year, higher feed efficiency and better profitability.
I know one of the farmers at World Dairy Expo says it's easy to make milk with BMR, and they simply said it. I thought that pretty much kind of sums up what you said when you went into your description of it, and that's how they summed it up on their end.
And I think that's true. It's really, again, as I reiterate, there's really no difference agronomically in terms of growing BMR corn silage, Micogen BMR. Grow it the same as you would grow a dual-purpose or a grain-type hybrid in terms of fertility and nitrogen and management those ways. But the difference is you're growing a high-quality corn silage hybrid, which translates into better feedability for those high-producing cows. And that's where the guy says, you know, it's easy to make milk with BMR. That's why it's easy. It's pretty seamless in terms of going to a Micogen BMR. Yeah, there's some different little management tweaks that we ask growers to do, but overall the extra income and profitability from Micogen BMRs is a real advantage to today's dairy producers, Joe.
John Erickson with Micogen Seeds joining us. John, when it comes to a preparation standpoint and things to consider to make it work for their operation, I know you've kind of stated and alluded to there's really not a whole lot of change that goes into it. Are there any specifics they really need to know as they plan ahead?
The only specifics really that we look at as growers might transition into Micogen BMR is as they select those hybrids, we ask some questions. Number one, can they feed enough to see the advantage of Micogen BMR over conventional grain-type hybrids? We want growers to be feeding at least 40 pounds as fed of BMR hybrids, and when they do that, they'll see that advantage that today looks at about 5.2 pounds more milk per cow per day advantage over grain hybrids. The other thing is to keep it segregated so they can actually see the difference between a Micogen BMR and a silage grain-type hybrid. Other than that, there really isn't a whole lot of difference. There's some minor tweaks in terms of nutrition. We pull grain out of the ration, which is an advantage to the dairy. And all those things are easily adapted into a changing feed regimen on the dairy. We have nutritionists on staff. We have agronomists like myself on staff to help with either the nutrition questions, the nutrition adjustments, or the agronomic adjustments or feeding of those plants that we need to do as well. So it's pretty seamless, Joe.
Well, you mentioned pulling corn out. That's going to return into a little more dollars in our pocket, saving some money, I would assume, too.
Well, it does, and one of the questions comes up, you know, do I need to, because they eat more BMR, do I need more acres? When actually, if the farm is growing their grain on the farm, those acres easily transition into silage acres, corn silage acres. And so, again, there's not a lot of major change on a dairy by switching from a dual-purpose type feeding program to a mycogen BMR type feeding program. The real advantage, though, is the bottom line in terms of milk production, better components. You see better components with BMR, and that helps on, because growers get paid on components today, that helps in the bottom line as well.
John, for folks who want more details, what's your best advice, where to go to seek it out?
Well, farmers can go to mycogens.com, or there's plenty of dealers in the Albany area where growers can ask questions, find out about hybrids, talk with agronomists in proper placement, and those types of things. And we're more than happy to sit down with growers from mycogen seeds on our side with the nutrition group and our agronomy group to help growers have success in 2019 if they're going with mycogen BMR the first time.
John Erickson with Mycogen Seeds joining us here on Noontime News here on CHASM Radio.